Welcome back, late bloomers, and welcome if you're new. My name is Tom.
I'm Gene.
Welcome to Late Bloomer with Tom and Gene. So thank you guys so much for all the questions. We answer everything. We try to talk to all of you. So thank you guys. Have them keep coming in, and let's get into it. This week, Gene, we've been bringing this up. We had a party last week, and I was talking to this girl. I was really into her. Turns out she was a porn star.
Really? Oh, yeah. Was it the redhead? Or is that a different
one? It was the brunette.
Okay, gotcha.
Brunettes, you know this.
Gotcha.
Anyway, I was talking to her. I was like, this girl's awesome. I didn't even think. I know it's a job. I know she's obviously, it's two different personas.
Uh-huh.
It didn't really bother me as much as I thought it would.
Like, what, you saw, that she was a porn star?
Yeah.
Okay.
And because you saw like the Lana Rhodes thing with Mike a while ago.
Uh-huh.
She seemed so nice and sweet, but of course she had this past
right.
of being a porn star. What do you?
Could the
you
thing ever, with Lana though seems like she's a little crazy to me personally.
Oh, they all she, are.
Yeah.
You know, they all. I mean, you just assume so, right?
Uh-huh. So what was? What were you thinking?
I didn't care. I was shocked. I thought I would care, and I didn't. I know it's a job, and it's one of those jobs. Like, please don't have a good day at work. is there like a meme on it? Like, there's a meme of like, how was your day at work? She's like, oh, it was great. Realizes she's a porn star.
Oh, that's funny.
So it
she's
didn't
like
really
fucking a huge dick, and yeah. you're like, fuck!
I got my 2 inches ready for you, babe.
So what's your question for me?
Would that bother you?
Would it bother me?
Yeah. If you're vibing well. Okay, so okay, let's do this.
If I just met her
and you didn't know. You find out later, she's like, oh, she's an adult film.
That would change my views about her a little bit. Actually quite a bit.
Like
would it not?
Thing? So here's the thing is if I knew before I met her, maybe I
guess it depends on her line of work. Exactly.
Like
are we talking like porn star?
Like I don't think she was big. I think she just kinda did it. With like, she's probably like low budget.
Okay.
Whatever. But
okay, so maybe she's done porn in the past.
Yeah.
I would be more willing to accept it if she was doing porn in the past.
Not current.
I don't think I could do current porn star.
I think so too, because I don't know. It's like you see a lot of like acting actresses and actors date, and then like a kissing scene happened. They're like, I know it's part of your craft, but it still like kind of bothers me.
You know? Yeah. Well, not because I'm an actor myself, yeah. but I would be totally willing to accept acting.
Okay. Well, isn't porn essentially acting, right?
Yes, but what I meant is kissing. Okay, I don't mean like getting a 10-inch dick inside of you.
In every hole they can.
Yeah. That's different. Also, I feel like in pornos, they kind of violate the girl a little bit.
That's what you're watching.
I mean, it's like it's the guys are typically like very aggressive with the girls.
Yeah.
It's very rare where it's like, and if you're
sexual.
Making love to your girlfriend, you're probably not like fucking trying to fist her, like, you know, doing some crazy shit.
Yeah. But she not even like it.
You see pornos and these guys are literally like throwing the girls around and it's like,
shoving your dick all the way down.
Yeah. And like, they're like sticking like fucking 10-inch dildos in their ass. Maybe I'm watching some weird pornos.
Yeah, I think you're watching some weird shit.
Okay.
Let us know if he's watching some weird shit.
So, what do you think, Tom? Would you date a stripper or a porn star?
Yeah.
You would.
Wait. Current or past?
You tell me.
I don't think. I don't know if I could do. I agree with you. I don't think I could do a current porn star, but I could probably do a current stripper.
You could do a current stripper.
But not a porn star.
Okay,
penetrating is the actual fucking. Now, I know there are private rooms at these strip clubs.
Okay? Right.
But for the most part.
And you think your girl's going to be like, no, it's
babe,
fucking
3K.
Tyga walks in some LA strip club and he's like, hey, here's 10 racks for you to give me a hand job. Ooh, that's a tough one.
I mean, she's taking me out to catch.
I mean, she's also fucking taking out Tyga's jizz. So,
nice. I think now past, I don't care. I think I could do the past.
Okay, right? Okay. So if she used to be a stripper, you're okay.
I wouldn't care. But current man, that would take time to get over.
Okay.
I don't see anything like long term. But I don't think you do stripping long term though. You don't really see a lot of like.
If I really love this girl, it would be very hard pill for me to swallow
yeah.
if she If she was stripping while I was dating her.
Okay.
But if this girl was kind of like, you know how some guys just date girls?
Yeah.
Just to be like, oh yeah, I did it. I'm dating a porn star.
Yeah.
Like, that's like what they get off to, right?
Right, right?
I'm dating a stripper, right? It sounds cool to your boys. It's not that cool when your girl's fucking twerking on some random dude's dick.
If you were monogamous with a stripper, that would be it. But if you were a polyamorous.
If I was monogamous with a stripper and she was. And I was madly in love with her, it would be a hard pill for me to swallow. Yeah, with that being said, if I trusted her 1,000%, it'd be really tough, but maybe I'd be okay with the stripping part. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
Trust is a big thing, man.
Yeah.
Because obviously, like, if you're good looking, you carry yourself well, and you got your own money, you got everything, she's gonna trust you, because, like, you're a catch as well.
Right.
But you don't have a giant funnel.
Right. Of meeting guys. Right. Literally, your job is to meet guys and fucking
seduce them.
LeBron James walks in and he's like, oh, who are you dating? And you're like, oh, some fucking random ass
dude in LA.
Dude in LA. And he's like, let me change your life. Here's a rack.
Yeah, temptation would be big. Yeah. But like, if you were talking to, like, I don't know, Kylie Jenner. Like, fuck, that's temptation right there, right?
Kylie Jenner's a stripper now?
Well, I'm just saying, like, if you met her out and she's showing you interest, in your head, like, this chick is rich.
So you're saying, like, she looks as hot as Kylie,
she's
rich as hell, right?
What do you think?
I would probably be willing to date her. I don't think I can do...
long-term?
I could do an open relationship.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could do a monogamous relationship with the stripper.
I think so too. I think so.
Actually, I would do it with the stripper. Porn star, it'd be pretty difficult.
Current or past or both? Past, I don't really care. Like, if they're done and they're.
What,
like,
if you guys had kids?
Again, I think I would.
This is getting into a touchy subject for women, but it's.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal to guys, right?
Especially, you find a lot of people in that industry are single mothers.
Right. Right.
Kids are. I have a thing where I would prefer if our kid together is from you and I, because it's, you know, there's a lot of
100%.
That's kind of my thing with it.
Yeah.
Would I date a single mother? Sure. Have I dated single mothers? Yeah. But long term, it's tough for sure.
No. The question isn't would you date a single mother? The question is, you're dating a porn star. And you're having kids with the porn star. What are your kids going to think when they find fucking your mom getting railed out on camera?
Yeah.
And your kids at school are making fun of her for it.
See, that's a real thing for sure. And
that'd be tough.
That would be really hard. But again, if I love her and there's something there, then you just gotta talk to them about it. I think there's no way. Everyone has a past, right?
Yeah.
But let's get into a more modernized question of that.
Okay.
What about OnlyFans?
So would you date a girl with an OnlyFans?
But, every girl that we know has an OnlyFans at this point. And
right.
Especially in LA.
Right.
I feel like the OnlyFans that are essentially porn are the OnlyFans that are just nudes.
Right? Okay, yeah.
I personally, to answer my own question, don't care. Because she's probably making more money than me. And she's doing great. She's happy. She works from home. She works remote, which is, she has flexibility.
Uh-huh.
But I also am aware that there are probably all guys jerking off to her picture.
Right.
Which, it's ego, it's validating, but it's also, like, kind of mine.
Right.
Know, what do you think about the OnlyFans?
Dating a girl with an OnlyFans. Yeah. I would date a girl with an OnlyFans.
Okay.
However, I would make sure that she's a good businesswoman, because she uses the... Leverage. Money and the following she makes from OnlyFans to potentially turn that into another business.
Right.
I don't think you need to have an OnlyFans to be successful in, like, the social space. A lot of people just do it for a bag. But if they really thought it out, if they had put all the effort they put into OnlyFans into starting their own podcast or I don't know, whatever the fuck it is, right? No, I'm talking in the social space, because obviously OnlyFans is like a social thing.
Right,
like,
so, okay.
Like if you devoted all of your time into, like, your own podcast, you're not going to get the immediate satisfaction of, like, waking up with $10,000 in your bank account.
Yeah.
But if you do that over a course of a couple years, it could be more sustainable than OnlyFans. And who knows where OnlyFans is headed.
Right.
So I would make sure, I would 100% date a girl with an OnlyFans. I would just make sure she has that.
She has a plan.
A plan of where she's going to go after OnlyFans.
Because you mentioned an episode a while ago.
Her career cannot be OnlyFans, is what I'm saying.
So, because I remember you mentioned, like, you had a bottle girl who was super hot, made a fortune, bottle, whatever. And now she's doing the real estate. She's investing. Yes. She's dividends. Yes.
She was actually a porn star before.
Oh, right. Yeah. You mentioned she got big on the porn.
And then, she got big on porn. Yeah. And then she started doing bottle service in a city. Scottsdale, and then she moved to Vegas. Now I'm really narrowing it down.
People are going to start creeping right now.
but she made a fortune in Vegas doing bottle service, and now she's investing in all of that back.
See, that's brilliant. Now, I could date that.
right.
I could date that, for sure.
But so, also, here's why I couldn't date this specific girl. Not because of the porno. Typically, though, when the girls do porno, they're just sleeping with everyone else also. You know what I mean?
I see.
It's like, I'm not saying the porno is why I wouldn't date them, but the girls that typically do porn aren't like Lana Rhodes,
Loyal
they're
and
not
faithful.
They're not like not sleeping with anyone except the porn stars. They're literally sleeping with guys on the weekends and then also going to work on Monday and getting fucked up right?
So that's like you're saying, like, I mean, they're just addicted to it.
The lifestyle is what scares me.
That's a good summary.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just say the OnlyFans, you're talking to her, she's like, I have an OnlyFans, like, that's great. And then you say, if you're trying to like kind of filter out her intent or her plan, she goes, oh, I'm just kind of like living day by day. We'll see where it goes. Are you like really turned off by that?
Really turned off by what?
Like, she doesn't have a plan. Like, you said earlier that she wanted the 100%. Plan. Are you just like, you're hot, but if you have no plan.
One of the biggest things I look for in a potential mate is she's driven in whatever field that she's in.
Right.
I, and I know, like, a lot of women say this as well, but I look for that as well. But, like, they can't just be a hot housewife.
Right. Because I think you're right. Like, if you gave me some plan, I'm like, oh, we'll just see where it goes. Like,
yeah. If you're telling me, like, hey, you're just doing OnlyFans and you're just, like, trying to get a quick bag.
Yeah.
That's, I don't respect that as much as someone who's like, okay, I have this business and then I do this podcast and then I'm a social media influencer and then I'm just coming out with my own perfume brand. Oh, and then on the side, I have an OnlyFans.
Right.
Then I'm like, okay, you're doing shit with your life. You're supplementing the OnlyFans to, you know, extra income.
I love
how this has turned into
financial
like advice. Tank. Yeah.
All right. So I have 2% equity in your OnlyFans.
Okay, like, I'm going to offer you 50% of my pussy and 4 blowjobs a week.
And you get 0% equity. Cool.
Signing up. No, but seriously, right? Like, that's a big thing for me. Right, I need to date someone who's, like, extremely driven and wants to better herself.
What's
not just
that one girl, the Julia Rose, where she's, like, a little, very promiscuous. She flashes everybody. But she has Shag Mag. She has OnlyFans. I don't know if she has OnlyFans.
I have a lot of respect for her.
Me too.
I have a lot of respect for her. It's very easy to
Has that podcast, right?
Make an OnlyFans and then just like start posting ass pics.
Yeah.
This girl literally has her own podcast, right? Yeah. I'm sure she has a whole team behind her helping her out. But like, she posts like some slutty pics on Insta and then she drives the traffic to other things. Like, hey, buy these panties that I just came out with. So she's utilizing sex to make a fortune.
Yeah. She's got a brilliant house. She has a studio in her house for the podcast, and she's just bringing it all together. It's brilliant.
Right.
So let us know what you guys think about, did you ever date someone in the porn industry or the strip club world or any of that? We'd love to know because we're dead set on what we think. There's not a whole lot of gray area for us. So let us know. You can DM me on Instagram at Tom_CarlsonC.
Gene W. Park.
Make sure to like, comment, subscribe, share, and really excited. Next week, we have our first guest.
Yes, we do.
We are so excited. We're going to do a big interview. It's going to be completely different. We're going to love to see you guys next week.
And now we're going to have guests moving forward.
We're going to work. Hopefully, if they don't LA flake and ghost bullshit.
Yeah.
So we will see you with our guest next week.
Cool.
Peace.
Thanks, guys. Peace.